Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, January the 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Can you believe it? We've already passed through a quarter century of this century. We're into the second quarter of 2000. And what do you call that? The third millennium? Anyway, I'm John David Walt. I do know that. And this is your wake up call. So today's entry, but no, I'm still trying to get my bearings, friends. It's time for consecration. Are you ready to wake up today? Are you ready to just align your life with Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit? It's going to be a really good Friday because he's going out ahead of us and we're coming right behind him. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Guys, we're not going through the motions with that prayer. We're entering the movement, okay? We're moving now from consecration into transformation, where we encounter the risen Lord and the power of the Spirit. He's going to reveal things to us, and we're going to respond to them. We're going to repent. We're going to realign our lives. We're waking up to wisdom, and today's entry is called Becoming a Shovel-Ready Person. And today we're reading Proverbs chapter 9. It's the 9th day of the month. We're reading a chapter a day. And I want you to read that whole chapter, but we're going to focus on the very first verse today. So hear now the word of the Lord. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. While we're always working to make a home, our family actually built a house once. And anyone who's ever done this knows it takes great wisdom to build a house. Why? It requires one to make 1,000 small, highly consequential decisions that will have a permanent impact, right? Wisdom has built her house. Making these decisions means projecting oneself out into the future and imagining the day-to-day practical ways a family aspires to live together and the kind of home they want to create. From family life areas to bedrooms to dining facilities to the kitchen and guest rooms to front porches and back decks, and on it goes. Then there's lighting and paint and plumbing fixtures and the list keeps on going. As the saying goes, you build the house, and then the house builds you. The thing that matters most, however, is the part that no one ever sees: the footings. I remember visiting the construction site, as one endlessly does when you're building a house. I remember visiting it with my kids in the early days when there was nothing but the footings. It seemed to take forever to get this part done. These pilings would become the unseen pillars on which the whole house sat. We would walk around them together, saying simple prayers for a firm foundation for our home in every sense of the word. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. It's got me thinking about the pillars or the pilings or the footings of my own life. What are they? I could name off some high-sounding ideals that capture what I want them to be, like the Word of God, the Spirit of God, humility, and love. While listing them would be a good exercise, they would be worth about the price of the paper they were written on. In order to know the pilings and pillars and footings of my life, I would need to look at today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Did I steep myself in the Word of God? Did I consciously welcome the Holy Spirit into my inmost being? Was humility anything more than a high ideal? Was I intentional about reaching out to other people and serving them beyond my own self-interest in doing so? Or were those days, like so many others, just another jammed-up amalgamation of hectic busyness, undisciplined eating, and frenetic swimming around, trying to keep my head above the water and pay the bills? The houses of our lives will not be built on the pillars and pilings and footings of wisdom unless our days are built on them. This is very easy to want to do, but it's even easier to not do at all. My unsolicited advice? Start small. Forget seven pillars. Start with one. For instance, how will I stand on the Word of God today? It will not just happen. I have to dig a new footing every single day. Have you got your shovel ready? Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank you for making the ways of wisdom so plain and clear to us. Would you help me to put it into play in simple, consistent ways in my everyday life? I want your word to be the first and foremost piling and pillar in my life. I know wanting it won't get it done. That's why I'm praying, and I'm praying in Jesus' name, the great footing of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Our journal prompts today. What keeps me from digging a footing for the Word of God every day in my life? And provided I dug the footing, how might I actively return to it throughout the day and stand firm on it? And then what is one simple, practical way I can do this and so build the house of my life? Well, those are some good things to journal out today. And then, you know, the thing too, this is another piece here I'll just add. Sometimes these kind of questions, they create a sense of a gap, like, oh man, I'm not where I need to be. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I should be. There's a great gap between where I am and where I aspire to be. And that's always going to be true. But the thing I think might be good to focus on today is how far I've come. I want you to, it's just so easy just to create that gap and then think, man, I'm not measuring up. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to measure backwards. I want you to look back and see how far you've come with Jesus, with building your life on His Word. Focus on that today, and I think you'll find the Spirit will bring momentum for more of that in this day and in tomorrow. All right, are you ready to sing today? We got a lot of good to sing about. And guess who's coming? All right. Are we ready to sing today, Dad?
We're ready. We got it picked up.
We are going to sing one of the what? This is a pillar song, of the church.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
What's the number?
23.
It's number 23.
In this book.
In our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise. And, you know, I'm always glad to get to send you one of these hymnals. I put a link every day in the email to get a hymnal so we can be on the same page singing together. But this one, number 23, is always the very first hymn in the Baptist hymn book.
Huh.
Always, holy, 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 which I love that about the Baptists. I love a lot of things about the Baptists. The Methodist, the very first song in any Methodist hymn book is going to be, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we might do that one tomorrow. That's Charles
our
Wesley.
Our great Redeemer.
That's where the name of our hymnal comes from.
Yeah.
It's from that great hymn, our Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. But today on the Wake Up Call, Dad, I'm talking about, again, we're trying to dig down into the wisdom of God and to build our life on the rock of God's Word. And I talk about the concept of digging footings. You know what that's about?
Yeah.
Have you ever dug a footing?
I can't say I have, but I know what you're talking
about. Do you remember whenever, Mom, when y'all built your house out by the river?
Yeah.
Those guys came in there, and they did something unusual. Like, a lot of times, footings, they dig them with, like, a backhoe.
Right.
These guys
shovels.
Dug it with a shovel, and a footing is deep.
But it's solid. When you do it with a shovel, you don't mess up below your depth and you're going. And a backhoe, you just grab it and throw it out. And it's like,
it kind of makes a mess.
Yeah, it does. And
it's kind of a shortcut, isn't it?
It's right. You're not getting it right.
These men brought shovels. I mean, they had to dig a lot of footings.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent the pillars down deep into concrete pillars down into those footings. But I bet you they dug them 6-8 feet deep.
And a bunch of them.
A bunch of them with shovels. That's a great picture of what we're doing every morning on the wake-up call. It's like we got our shovels.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's start digging.
And we're digging footings for the day.
Right.
So that we can stand solid on foundations.
On the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
We sang that one the other day. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we're going to sing a pillar song. Holy, holy, holy. We'll sing all four verses.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore Thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherub and seraphim falling down before Thee,
It's worth and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hides thee, though the eye of sinful men thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Perfect in love and purity.
Last verse.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy work shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
You know, you can forget a lot of things, but you don't ever forget a hymn like that, do you?
Mm-mm. Nope. If you do, it comes right back to you.
They just come right back. That's why we're singing the hymns, guys,
mm-hmm.
every day. The hymns are a footing that we're digging with a shovel into the deep subsoil.
Amen.
God's truth. Well, that's a wrap for this morning. We got seeds to sow all day long today. And we're looking forward to it. So, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field.